Welcome back for another episode of the Red Light Summit podcast. This week's episode, we cover special guest Spaghetti Slapper joins us. We get to take it back old school because Frankie's not here. Sun's out, guns out, and they are burnt. And of course, much more. Come along for the ride.
Now, if you're new to the podcast and haven't listened to us before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up, not on summit, and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. There's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally, but the odds are high that we are probably shame ourselves because we are not as fast as you this week.
All the Australians. Strava done it number on me.
Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce our sausage fest. We are your summiteers, Alex.
Hello.
Wang.
G'day.
Spaghetti Slapper.
Hi there.
And I am Sir Dad Cash. Welcome, guy. Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
All right. As always, we need to know what has been happening on and around the summit this week. Alex.
Me.
Well, I think I saw a Strava ride from you this week.
I worked out how to undo the private thing. But no, work and general life has been super busy. Had to dust off the tools myself this week because my apprentice needed to go to a festival. Got a bit dirty. But took all pressure of training off for the last couple of weeks and ended up with like 12 hours on the bike, 3 gym sessions. 200 k's yesterday.
Maybe that's the secret.
Happy you did 200 k's yesterday.
Yeah. It started off with 70.
Did you see the upload?
Then 100. Yeah. Then I was like, I'll just keep tapping in McLaren Vale, keep going. Ended up, 200 k's.
So you did Taylor's in the morning.
Yep.
And then went off by yourself. Then met Nathan.
I was like, I'm going to Chandler's. I'm going to Clarendon. I'm going to McLaren Vale. I'm going to Buddy Seaford.
Yeah.
Ended up down at Grange. Back home again.
Beautiful.
2 beers at 192 were almost the nail in the coffin.
The tower.
You
just got to roll down the hill, though. That's all right.
It's only 4Ks to my house, though.
So you had to do it twice.
Yeah, I had to do Glenn Stewart up over and down again. Yeah.
That little leap.
But no, it was a really good week. Enjoyed it. Happy as.
Good.
Cashy.
This week.
Welcome back, Cashy.
Thank you. It's been good. Got back on the horse this week. Properly.
She went back to New Zealand.
What?
No. Got back on the bike properly after not really having one. All the weather just last couple of weeks have been shit house.
It was good to see you yesterday morning.
It was good.
Peer pressure got you up Norton's.
Nah, that's all right. So what did I clock up? Like 18 hours of training between bouldering and...
You're pretty much a boulderer that cycles now, aren't you?
No, you are. No, I'm still a cycler.
It's an Olympic sport.
How are you going with this ice cream joint around the corner here?
I haven't been yet.
Have they taken up your spots for car parking?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not too bad. Okay. So, no, it's been really good. Still worked a shitload this week too, so it's been fucking productive. It's been great.
Mm.
Kicking goals. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. Apart from that.
Very good.
What else?
You had a close call yesterday? You just made it home in time?
Oh.
So I'm going up on the summit. And I'm like, I hadn't even had a coffee yet either. Right. And I got the rumble. I'm pretty regular. And I was like, oh.
Your window right, was nah, like
U-turn, let's go. All right. And I was like, you're doing the fumble for the keys. When you're trying to find the door. You're like,
drop them.
Shit. And then you're just like trying to, and you're like, fuck, you can't get your bibs off because your jersey's not undone yet. And then you're just like throwing everything down. You're just like, oh.
That photo that you sent was, for the listeners, the photo that we got was like, Cashy, you were on the toilet.
Yeah, it was.
Took a breath out the door down your hallway. And it's just closed. Jersey, bibs.
Yeah, yeah. Shoes, I'm just
this
like.
This was not a good night. And,
I know. Well, it was good. It was good times. Cold. And then I made a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
It was good times.
Mm.
But yeah, overall, great week. Good sunshine. It's good weather too.
It is.
It's going to be warm tomorrow, but then perfect for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
What about you, Wang? How was your week?
Back to normal programming for me. Back to work.
Where was it abnormal?
His normal programming? It was bullshit.
Back to work. So I must say, this week was the first full week of work this year.
Well done.
Yeah.
So well done,
it was,
Matthew.
It was we're fucking, mid-February and you've done one full week.
Yeah, it was tough, I tell you. I only just made it. I did wake up Friday morning and think, should I chuck a ciggy or not? I was like, nah, we can make it through 1 week. So back to the 800K or 808, 22 and a half hours. So Tuesday nights, went and gave back at the crits as usual. I must say that I've got Alex over here on the volunteer bandwagon.
He's not the volunteer. Yeah. I actually like when you say giving back to the community.
Alex gave back two weeks ago.
I did.
Yeah.
I just wanted a walkie-talkie.
Just wanted
so much fun.
He's on to talk to Viv. Tuesday, did crits. Wednesday, I managed to get our... he's probably going to be an ex-teammate soon if he keeps running, but I managed to get the real Shamoy back on the bike on Wednesday night.
He is a fierce runner too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, he's good.
He's going all right. He sent me a picture before. Basically naked, and tell you what, he's fucking lean at the moment.
It hasn't been the first time he's sent me a picture.
Thursday, back out of the junior crits, given back as well. So and the women's. So didn't see you there that night.
I wasn't there.
Yesterday, rode down to meet the Chop Boys and done extras up Norton's and then back down the freeway. Then
didn't actually do Chop though.
I met Sir Wang out there.
The Aquatic Centre.
At the Aquatic Centre, went down. Yep. But banter, it was good.
Still got him 140 without doing chops, so it was all right. And then went down to Hanson Reserve, not Hanson Road.
I was waiting. I was like,
I was like, Hanson Road. He's like, no, Reserve.
listeners at home that aren't Adelaide
based
or location.
Hanson Road is quite the hotspot for
working girls.
Working, yes. Sex.
Maybe guys as well.
Guys, girls. But yes, it's.
right on the corner of Hanson Road and Grand Junction, maybe just west of Hanson Road, there's a little massage place. You would probably know this way.
No, I don't know that
anyway,
one.
Anyway, I literally got a flat tire riding to Outer Harbour one day, right there, and I'm sitting there changing it, and the amount of blokes going in and out of this massage joint.
Oh my God.
In the front door or out the back?
Around the back.
Yeah. So they had the state titles, junior and elite.
At the massage place.
State titles down Hanson last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So points, Trace and Karen. So
how was
we went
it?
And watched our guest. We can probably ask our guest later.
Okay, let's do that.
But brought back some memories being down there. So the young kids of today don't know how lucky they are.
Did you grow up racing there?
Yeah, that's all we had.
The velodrome
wasn't
up yet.
That's how old I am. The velodrome wasn't even built. So,
shit.
Yeah.
It's got in the concrete out the front, Wang was here. 1984.
They've actually resurfaced it now, so it's not orange like it used to be. And you used to be able to park right, back your car up to the fence, open your boot.
The old footy
that's
over.
Cool.
Yeah,
though,
everyone
used
to sit in there, but now they've like...
I've raced there a couple of times. It's good.
Yeah, it used to be good. I think they held nationals back down like 92 or 93. So, yeah. And then today just done Supers Sunday. So
Supers Sunday?
Yeah, they do a Sunday bunch Sunday as well. Supers. Just make the loop up as you go. So we just went up the gorge and then back through Chain of Ponds and back into Contour for a coffee. Adelaide's nice.
A very
cafe.
Good friend of mine, Mr. Elliot, which you know you guys are Strava friends.
We are. We're real friends.
We're real friends. We were having a beer yesterday and he's like, now that I see like Wang Strava, and I was like, yeah. And he's like, nah, what the fuck? He's like, seriously, three times a day. And I was like, yeah, that's Wang. He's like, what the fuck?
That's normal programming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my week. What about yourself, Spaghetti Slapper? You've had a big week.
Yeah, I've. I guess I sort of might take it just a week and a half ago. I guess this week is sort of my first big week back on the road again after doing the Track Nations Cup.
Yep.
At the end of last week where I raced the Team Bichute in the B team. We finished sixth there, which was pretty good.
We're all really
happy with that. And then, yeah, this week with the good weather, I've got back out on the road again. Sort of done a few Ks on Tuesday as sort of my first proper day back.
And then you went and toyed with everyone in the race.
Yeah, did the Tuesday trip.
Like,
but
wheels were flat. Drop the wheel, race over. Drop the wheel, race over. Like, just fucking with everyone.
I was a little bit tired then, so I'd try and make an attack and then I'd blow up and have to go sit in the group again. But, yeah, I rode out to... all the way out to Woodside and then to Lobethal and then came back down into the city. And then Wednesday just did Wednesday Chop and then did a little loop up to Waterfall Gully, then come back home. That was 120 Ks.
Love Waterfall Gully during the summertime.
Yeah.
Thursday, nice cool. I just did a little ride out to Wollonga and back on the TT bike, so 3 hours. And then had a track session in the afternoon.
Oh, I'm all about this. I'm just like,
ooh. Saturday, I guess, I did chop in the first group. I was feeling pretty good, except everyone's got their race wheels on still, and it's not TDU, and I got my training wheels on. I was struggling a little bit.
You should know this.
There's no such thing as race wheels
anymore. There's no such thing as race wheels anymore, training wheels. It's
Garden of Eden always does it on his training wheels.
Oh, maybe that's what happened today.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, when he got beaten.
Yeah, so and then I just did a loop up Norden and then came back down the freeway before racing in the afternoon at Hanson.
It was warm out there, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very warm.
So I got so
sunburned. I've actually never been this. This is the outside track, yeah?
Yeah, outside track.
Yeah, it's like a 400, 460.
It's near the good Bun Me place.
I reckon.
Bun Me place behind the shopping centre. No. Okay. Good Bun Me place.
Yeah, actually, a few people went to the Bun Me place during the intervals, during the breaks.
So there was a bit of controversy yesterday.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, there was probably a little bit of a stuff up in our points race. We had didn't have a lot of numbers in our race. Probably, I reckon, about 10.
Yeah.
And
there was probably 5 bunches.
About 10 riders and...
well, just everywhere over the track. Like, yeah, it was just a fuck out.
They needed some ring-ins. They should have...
Mate, I reckon I could have got a medal.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me finish telling the story.
Sorry. Yes. No, it was probably... We're all together till the first sprint, and then after the first sprint, I decided to attack, and then that sort of just split everyone up like crazy, and everyone was in ones and twos, and there was probably like a group of 3 or 4 behind me. And I got about half a lap in front, and they decided to just call the 3 that were behind me the front of the race and stopped giving me the points. So
this is after he'd taken a lap and then gone another half lap ahead.
Oh, so you already taken one lap.
Taken one lap, got
plus
10
half.
Points.
Yeah, got
and
10.
Then another half lap ahead. If it was at the Superdome, we would have taken 2 laps.
Yeah,
3 laps.
Yeah, 100%.
But they deemed
is that a
400 metre?
Okay.
Or a bit more.
But it was windy as well.
Down that back straight was ridiculous how much of a tailwind. As he was trying to take the second lap, the commissaires deemed the front of the race behind him, which was Kaelin and Jack. So they were just cleaning up the points every sprint while we were trying to get a second lap. And then someone yelled out from the fence, didn't they?
Yeah.
To go back to the bunch.
Oh, your dog.
Yeah. He then went back to the bunch.
Yeah.
And then started winning the sprints again. And then the last sprint was a double points, and then these two guys that were 2 laps down went off the front, and they gave them first and second and double points in the last sprint. It didn't make sense to me.
I'm just seeing the world of equations. And
Yeah.
But if you ask the commissaires, they were right.
So you won?
No.
No, I
after all that.
No, after all that. No.
I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say it.
I'm disappointed.
CSA, do better. Yeah. All right, come on.
Yeah, and like even Jack, who was away pretty much the whole race, didn't even get a medal.
No, he got 4th.
He got 4th.
I think the commissaires were a bit confused yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
Anyway.
Heat stroke.
Question, though, about it. What gear did you ride on?
Good question. Well, so many people asked you this yesterday.
I love that shit.
I think about 10 times yesterday. Yeah. I was sort of throwing it up because... I didn't like normal points race. I'd probably run a 104 on the track, 104 inches.
53, 12, 55, 13, some shit.
Because I do the team shoots, I have a big chain on my bike, so I have to sort of put up the chain rings a bit. But I ran 102 inches, which was 61.17.
That's
like a dinner plate.
Yeah.
That's great.
But yeah, that was probably about the perfect gear, I reckon, because it was a little bit spinny with the tailwind, but then you hit the headwind, it was nice.
Yeah, you didn't have to
get bogged down too much. Yeah.
We should have seen in the Karen heat for the elite, Jamo Key, he was half a lap to go, and he's just gone down the back straight and just pinned it down the back straight as he was going around the final bend. The wind's caught him.
Oh, really?
Fucking put him right into the fence. Like, how we didn't go over the fence, I do not know. He's just got the shakes and then up into the fence, held it, and then come back down and still got second. Like, it was like everyone's going, what the fuck just happened
there? I thought he was about to go over the fence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know how he held it up. Unbelievable.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. That's crazy.
All right.
What else have anything we got today?
Oh, yeah. Just went out to Adelaide Hills. I was about to say Little Ride again.
Yeah. You're learning bad habits off the way here. Oh, yeah, just an easy one. Just 160.
Yeah, so I did the Adelaide Hills race and I did the A grade there and I won, which was pretty good. I love that Bradbury course.
Bradbury.
It's a nice
little
Bradbury, yeah. 5-6K lap with lots of little hills. And then I rode out to Woolunga afterwards. Got two sausage rolls from the bakery there and then rode home.
Delicious.
Did you ever headwind on things? Did you have a headwind on the way home or tailwind?
It was a little, it depended on which part of the bike path, but it was sort of cross tailwind.
Yeah, okay. That's all right, then.
Yesterday was good. I had a wild tailwind. I was like, that's why I kept going south. I was like, eventually I'll turn. And it'd be great. Yeah. So how many hours did you do this week then? That's like 962 hours.
I think it was 22, 20.
No,
actually, maybe 25 hours, I reckon. That, 25
you need
hours.
You lift your game, Wang.
Let's have a look.
Look at his eyes. He's got eyes on the prize. He's like,
Here we go.
Smoke coming out of your phone.
Please hold listeners.
20 hours, 56.
Yeah.
21 hours.
Yeah,
good vert.
Yeah.
How many kilometres?
702. It was 7,500 vert.
Nice.
There's lots of racing in there.
Yeah. Maybe an hour on the track on Thursday, an hour on,
and
on
yesterday
as well.
Yeah.
So.
No Ks from track on Strava, unfortunately.
No.
Do many people use a Garmin while they're on the track?
I use it for team pursuits.
Yeah.
To record the power.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all I use it for, because you can't really... The GPS can't pick up in the Super Drone.
I've tried to do it.
And you can't put a speed sensor on discs or anything, so it's you just gotta.
That worked. I saw a few people uploaded from Hanson yesterday.
Yeah,
obviously outdoor track will work.
It always surprises me with the track stuff, like, because there's so much emphasis on performance and recovery and everything. Like, that's a massive part. And if you can't quantify it...
The exertion, like how much time do we need off?
I think they probably can.
But it's still a guesstimate,
Does it go into your training peaks or...
Yeah, we sort of just go off the TSS from it the training stress score.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all they work it off.
Right, okay. But so not,
you need six days recovery, No, you're doing 20 hours.
Training peaks did tell me today, so it's like, based on your current form, you may need to take an extra rest day. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, I love that.
I appreciate that.
It's like a little hug.
No.
Questions. Alex.
Questions. First of all, so Will, you've moved up in the ranks recently into the elite level of cycling and above.
I believe it's called big dog status.
Big dog status. 120 inch.
I was
getting there. I was just going to pump him up a little bit.
I just
wanted him to take me on a bit of a journey to tell me how we got there.
Yeah.
So how old are you now?
17. Almost 18.
Almost 18.
20th of February, 18.
So how did you get into cycling to get to this point?
Well, I think Dad just got me onto the bike as soon as I could, pretty much.
In the womb?
I think I learnt pretty quickly. He said he never gave me training wheels, so that might have been
a thing that helped me.
But then I did a bit of BMX when I was 5 and 6 years old, so that taught me a bit of my speed and a bit of racing. And then I sort of... crashed and broke my arm 1 year. Well, my second year of racing BMX, and I sort of just stopped, and then it became football season again. Yeah. So I just never really got back into it. And then my sister got into the talent identification for Sassy, pretty much, or Cycling South Australia then.
Yeah.
Shout out to Altegra Offender.
Yes. Yeah.
And
she has given us some... intel for later.
Oh, she hates the gym too, eh? Absolutely hates the gym.
Yeah. Hope we can squat more than me.
She would squat you.
Yeah. So then she got into that, and she was going out to training sessions and racing, and I'd just go out and watch, and then I just sort of got into it from there. And then obviously Dad rode on the road as well, so then that helped. I'd just go out with him So then, yeah, I was still a runner as well at the time that I started racing. And then
so pretty much triathlete.
Almost, except I can't really swim that good.
He's got long socks on, it's okay.
Yeah, he's good. You're good.
Yeah, and then when I was 12, I stopped running because I had a little injury, and then I just started racing a bit more. And then it sort of just went from there. I went under 13s and 15s and 17s and now 19s. And
yeah, crazy.
Final year under 19, aren't you?
Yeah, last year.
So you're born at the right time of year. Yeah. Thanks, Mum and Dad. Very good.
Awesome.
What would you say to date your greatest achievement or best day on the bike?
Oh, that's a good question. I reckon my best day on the bike, well, there's probably been a few good days. It's got to be a race day.
Yep.
I'd say either Liège, best on Liège last year, where I got fifth, or probably...
That's a little flex.
Yeah, he's just sitting there like...
Yeah, I reckon, or probably the under 17 road race national championships where I won. It was sort of like I was teamed up against all the states pretty much. They're all working against me.
Yeah.
I was by myself and I managed to win that just, but yeah.
Where were they that year?
Wollongong, just a week before World Championships.
Yeah, nice. But was that on the same course as the Worlds?
No, we were like half an hour away.
Yeah, okay.
Back roads.
That's a bit of a...
Yeah. Just made it. Anyway.
I was cycling for you.
Yeah. All right, so you've had your fun, fast day. What would you say, or what comes to mind when you think of a shit day on the bike?
I feel like this one's a little bit easier. I reckon my worst day on the bike was when I was riding with Dad at in Bright. We were staying there for a week doing some training. Oh, it might have just been a bit less than a week, but we were planning to do the Three Peaks loop, probably, I reckon this was 2 years ago, so probably second year under 17. And it was like going to be a 30 degree day. We left our accommodation. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. It was already like 20, 25 degrees. So I just left with a jersey on and just jersey and Nick's. And we rode up Hotham first and it started drizzling at the bottom. Then we got halfway up. It started raining a bit harder and we got to the last 10Ks, the steepest part, and it was absolutely pouring and it would have been like less than 5 degrees and we just turned around before, we didn't even make it to the top and we were coming down and we could barely break because our hands were that cold and we got to the bottom and there was like a little coffee like trailer. And Dad got a coffee, I got a hot chocolate, and we couldn't even hold our drinks. It was like spilling out everywhere. But yeah, I reckon that was probably the worst day on the bike. But then, we got back to Bright and it was 30 degrees and we were sweating.
For the listeners, those that don't know, that Three Peaks is what, 235-ish k's and like almost 4,000 metres of climbing? Yeah. And you got 20 k's into it, 30 k's into it.
Turned around.
Yeah.
Oh, that is grim. That's fucking grim.
Won't forget those days.
No, not at all. Just going back to Liège, Bastogne Liège in the fifth, just tell us a little bit more about that race. Take us through it. How far?
It's 140 k's with...
This is under 19.
Under 19. It was probably just over 2,000, I think it was 2,200 metres of climbing.
Shit, okay.
About 160 people starting, 160 crazy kids on the start line.
How many how much of it was cobbled?
Only two little sections through towns.
Okay.
It wasn't a massive cobbled race,
right?
Which I was sort of glad about. I'm not really a massive fan of cobbles, I don't think, yet.
Probably a bit light for them.
The first bit we started, because it's called Liège, Bastogne Liège, but we only go Bastogne to Liège. And we did two or three loops. It was like a 30K loop around Bastogne, and it was mostly flat. And then we just went to Liège, and it was just these super short, steep climbs. Yep. There was one of them, I think it was the Stocku, that was 1K long or just over 1K, and it was like 20%. Maxed out at like 25, and that was the first one that like split the group, and that was, I think there was only like 20 or 30 riders left at that point.
Jeez.
We went down, a little short descent. It was raining at that point. We went through the cobbles, and then we hit this 3K climb straight away at 10% average. And that's the winning move went of three riders went up the road, and there was only 10 of us left in the group by then. chasing them, and then it was pretty much just the run into the finish, where it finishes on an uphill climb of, again, like 15-20% for the last K. And it's just a max sprint up there, and yeah, I finished second in the sort of bunch sprint, if you can call it that.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a pretty hard day.
Was that fairly, because that was your first season in Europe?
Yeah, first
straight off the plane.
First block. So I went over there at the start of April after Oceania's.
Yeah.
I did two or three races before that. I did one tour in the Basque Country, one race in Italy, and then I went on to Liège, I think.
Did you do under 19 Paris-Roubaix?
No, our team wasn't selected for that, unfortunately. Okay. I wished I could have done it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you know what's on your plan for this year? Anything big?
Again, the age, best on the age. Yeah. That's my first big target. It's my third race again of the year.
Yep. Will that be still under 19s or under 20? Yep. Okay.
Still under 19. Yeah. And then I have my next big target will probably be, they call it like the Junior Tour de France. It's like called the Valmarie Tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably be my next big target. It's around, it's the same time of the tour.
Yep.
So it's in July, I think.
23 days in July.
So that's, I think it's a 5-day tour, and the last 2 days are like 3,000 to 4,000 meters of climbing in it.
Holy shit. So
and altitude as well.
Oh, Jesus. So just for the listeners, just take us through what your plan is for the next 4 years. I think you've got planned out, don't you, from here?
Yeah, four or five years. Yep. So this year is sort of just, I can relax a little bit more now that I've was lucky enough to get a contract with Jayco Alula.
I'm glad you said that, because I was just about to be like, oh, I have the pirate life, thank you, Alex. I was going to say, I don't know, all the listeners know, you know, what team you're on and like the journey that you're about to take. Thank you, sir. So the team. So when did that all happen first?
Sort of last year. I reckon I had a bit of interest after the Nationals from another team in January.
Sorry, guys. We're derailing. Let's go.
So I had a little bit of interest at the start of the year, and then I got over there and started racing, and every team won't sort of take too much interest if you haven't raced over there yet. So
they couldn't not give a flying rat.
No.
Yeah.
And it was only the first team that had interest was only because they had a connection from a guy, a mechanic here in Adelaide. So, that's sort of how they found out about it. But, I sort of did those first few races. Fifth in Liège was sort of my sort of
breakout.
A lot of teams started looking at me. And then I came back here to Adelaide, went back over to Europe again a month later and did a training camp in Belgium just before the World Championships.
Yeah.
And then I finished 17th in the road race there, which was on that Glasgow circuit. That was a bit crazy.
It's a rapid circuit, rough circuit, wasn't it?
I sort of loved it, but it was, I didn't like it when everyone was together, but after halfway, it was really nice. Yeah. But and then we did the time trial like 5 days later on the same day as the elites, and I got 20th there. And my teammate Oscar, won the World Championships there, which was sort of pretty crazy. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think teams start looking at you from there. I got a few teams that was interested, and then Jayco were super interested, and they gave me the best sort of offer, and I felt like I was at home.
Talking
to them and talking to all the staff, and also at the World Championships, every country got a team allocated this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we had Jayco, like the British team had Ineos, so we got to work with all the staff, and you get the use the team cars, and we start in the team bus, which is
that's
I was out of my mind.
You can hear the excitement in your voice. Experiences you've had to date already are amazing.
Like starting in the team bus before a road race is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool being in those big buses.
Yeah, and you just see all the people walking outside. They're like trying to look in, but they can't see. Feel like a king in there.
That's how a lot of in Europe as well, it's a lot of how bands travel over there as well. They travel in the big buses. It's pretty wild. It's like you just live
like
in a bus.
Home on wheels, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Like we stayed on one for a while, but those buses are so good.
And you
just
got
coming out there, all right.
It's got the cone across the door.
I love it.
Yeah, that was after having that experience at the World Championships with them. I sort of knew what they were like, and it was sort of almost like I felt like I was riding with the team. So, yeah, once they gave me a really good offer, then I had to take it. I couldn't turn it down. It was too good. So.
And a good team too, right? Yeah. Like, good, like, there's we know a couple of them. And
A few of them, we do.
And they're bloody good blokes too. So it's good.
That,
that's true. I should, yes, I should. But in the team that... Mr. Spaghetti will be in, or will be men. Yes.
And I used to race. Used to race with Heyman back in the day. So.
Who's that?
It's just some choppy one pair rebate.
Just be nice to Michael, all right?
Michael. Yeah. Michael. Yeah.
Two L's.
Now, on the podcast as well, I just want to quickly go, but we do ask the hard-hitting questions, and I've been wanting to do this. Zingerberger, good or bad?
Well, have you had one?
Yes.
I think I've only had one before.
Okay.
This might shock you a little bit, but...
No, it doesn't shock me.
It doesn't shock me.
After the...
From what I've been told.
After the National Omnium, one of the parents bought everyone Zinger box or with Zinger burgers in it. So.
Good parents they are. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and I had it, and it tasted delicious.
Anything would taste delicious, right? Yeah.
I probably need to have it when I'm not quite as hungry to really give it a good
rundown. Yeah.
So, with the new team, are you on a new bike yet or not?
When I go to Europe, I get two new bikes. I get a nice giant Trinity for. My TTs and a giant Propel.
So you will be on Giants this year.
Yeah, I'll be on the Giants when I'm overseas. Yeah. And then...
Because you're contracted to ARA for this year?
Yeah, for this year. And then...
And Axiom.
Hagen's Bermain Axion next year.
Yeah.
And I think they're also moving to Giant next year, so...
So then 26, 27 with Green Edge.
26, 27, 28.
Oh, 28 as well. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So
okay.
3 years, which is 21st.
That's you're basically in the work realm. You've been made permanent.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same radios.
Yeah. And you're riding, obviously, you ride Factor at the moment.
Yeah, when I'm in Oz, I ride Factor, and then...
It is a beautiful colour really factor that you ride.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. So just on the bikes there, as Cashy was alluding at, so favourite bike? What would it have to be? Well, you're what are you going
to
say?
Are we allowed to ask that question?
Well, I'd say probably for the bikes I've ridden so far.
Ah, very well pushed.
Yes. It's probably the S5 that your dad's got.
I would, for the like any flat riding or any sort of rides that hasn't got steep hills, I'd probably say the S5. This Factor is the closest bike I've had to it.
Yeah.
But this is also, the Factor's a lot nicer for cornering and like just little movements throughout the bunch and just general riding as well. Mm. I think it's a little bit nicer, not quite as stiff and
sailfish like.
Yeah. So I'd probably pick the Factor for an all round bike.
Well, yeah, during Tour Down Under, I rode an S5, and then I know what everyone was talking about. They're cheating, but I also rode one of the
lightning
Factors.
In a straight line. Eh?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Ridiculous. So, what about favorite group set?
Have you ridden both?
Yeah, I've ridden. I had G-Race on my S5.
Yep.
And I had a BMC before that with the same. I don't want to say the wrong thing here, but I'd probably say Shimano. SRAM's good when it's running well, but I have had a few problems with it.
Dropping chains or?
I haven't actually dropped too many chains. I don't really change the chain ring too much, so I normally try to stay in the big chain.
Again, Wang's like, yes.
But actually easy to stay in the big ring on the SRAM because the front chain ring's smaller.
So. This year I sort of... They've put me up a chain. They've got me on a 52, which I start to struggle a bit.
Yeah.
I have to actually change it a few times.
Yeah,
but
what are you on? You were 48 before that.
I was on a 50 last year, 50. And that was that worked really well because I'd ride up the climbs at like 25 or something and just tap it out.
This is on a SRAM 52, is that right?
Yeah. SRAM red.
My dad, 52. I think, got a custom 60 tooth made for his SRAM. Yeah.
Of course.
Have you ever seen the guy that kicks around town who motor paces behind an e-bike and he's got, it's on a white, is it Cannondale?
It was a Cipollini.
White Cipollini. And it's got a mass, like a Hundred tooth. Hundred tooth. Have you ever
seen them? No, I've never seen them.
That's my dad.
That's my dad. That's my dad.
He's actually doing about 40 cadence for 60 k's an hour.
And it's his partner that motorbases him on the e-bike.
So she's had to go and get her motorbike license to ride a faster scooter now because.
That's so wild.
I just want to jump backwards a little bit because you mentioned the word interest from teams, et cetera, and mechanics and whatever earlier, but we've been given a little bit of inside information about the interest in the ladies over here for Spaghetti Slapper. How much are showing interest?
How many girlfriends do you have?
Are you on any apps?
I know who would have put this question.
No. don't incriminate yourself.
Don't incriminate anyone. Ms. Dermot, maybe.
No, I have a lot of... There's a lot of friends in junior cycling, but no, I don't have any girlfriend or anything, but...
Yes. He's single, ladies.
He's single and ready to mingle.
There was another fun fact that we got given as well.
I don't know where that was going. I was like, there was a fun...
True or false, you've never had soft drink?
Well, I guess you could say false a little bit, but... I never drink soft drink. Mm. I've drank a little bit of soft drink before by accident, but I hate the bubbles. So I guess you could say true and false.
You get told that you hate the bubbles.
Yeah,
I don't like the bubbles. You said no
frozen
water.
No soft drinks. It's worse at the end of the races and all the Swannies come up to you and they offer you Coke or Sprite or Fanta.
Just like,
just give me a juice.
You ask for apple juice with ice, is that right?
Oh, if I have the time or if it's a big race, then I can ask for it. But most races, I just drink water at the end. So.
And you've now moved on to pineapple juices, I hear.
Yeah, I hadn't tried it until I was in Ballarat, and I absolutely love it.
Well, that kind of ties in with the whole ladies thing. Yeah, pineapple juice.
Love that too.
It's good. Yep. You'd be a sweet man.
We're just doing. Okay, back to the serious questions. What for me? I don't know. What is the biggest change you've had to, or like transition moving up into the pro ranks? Sort of cycle, is it like diet, sleeping? What are they making you do that's out of the norm?
Well, they haven't been too serious yet. It's more just on my side to try and get stuff right. But yeah, I guess it's probably all of those things. Mm. Just the recovery and prep side is really big now.
What do you do for a recovery?
Well, like today I got home, I made a milkshake with milk, protein powder, and honey. That's my favorite.
No bubbles.
In the soda
I
stream.
Love a good banana smoothie. You got to freeze the bananas and then whack them in.
Makes it a bit thicker.
Yeah, it's amazing. Game changer.
Yeah, and then I also sort of have a bit of yogurt as well to try and get some extra protein in, and then maybe some meat or eggs or something as well. But yeah like the Nations Cup that I did on Friday, because it was hot at the track, it was sort of my first chance at getting, like, they were super strict on their preparation for the team shoot, because... I'm not sure if anyone's seen the documentary about Ganna or Bigham doing the hour record.
Is there a doco on that?
Well, it's just sort of, I think it's like 20 minutes on YouTube or something. But
I've listened to lots of pods about it,
They had a big focus on cooling, like for body care. And they were eating, well, Ganna was eating slushies. He had like 1.2 kilos of slushy before the hour record.
Oh, that's good. that's fucking speaking. But talking about slushies, if you don't have soft drinks, do you have slushies?
I can have a slushie, but I don't like the ones at the server because they're like
a bit bubbly.
Yeah, I can taste the fizz.
You would like the old slush puppies because it's just pure sugar liquid. Yeah. It's not bubbly and it's delicious. Yeah.
So where do you get slushies from KFC then, maybe?
I don't really have slushies that often. Nah. It was only at the track that they bought two slushie machines for the weekend.
Oh, they had them down the track?
Yeah, so the Oz team bought them.
If I knew that, it would have been down in the middle. So they snuck down there.
So they bought those two slushie machines and they were mixing Powerade into them.
Oh, yeah.
And they tasted delicious.
Keep me cool.
We had those and we had ice socks down the back in the warm-up.
The ice vests as well. I saw a lot of people using vests.
All the other teams had ice vests, but we didn't have them. We just had these like wet towels that we had as well. And then
old cycling. Come on, Timmy.
Do better.
Come on, Timmy.
But I've seen them like waving towels on riders when they were on rollers trying to cool them down.
Yeah, so our main warm-up area was obviously because it was a home Nations Cup, we could have almost every area.
Yeah.
So we were down underneath the grandstand what they call the ergo room.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it was like fully air conditioned. They had fans going. And we're on the rollers there. And then once we finished our warm-up, we were just dunking our hands and arms into the eskies to get what they think is the best way to really cool down quickly.
So just hands and arms, not
yeah,
legs.
Just like put your like forearms and everything in.
Right.
And I find that like when I'm in plunge, for example, if I get my underarms into that cold, that is like instant.
Do you know do you know why? Because of your lymph nodes are there. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Cash. Very good.
Yeah, but
wow.
Yeah, I guess
you massage as well?
Yeah, we had massages before. I don't really get it that often. I normally just do it all myself on sort of foam rolling or stretching. Or I have a massage gun as well. Yeah. So.
Do you use any of the compression boots or anything like that?
They have them at Sassy, and I try to use them there.
You could probably get in one boot, couldn't you?
Help! Yeah. But we don't have our own at home, so I don't really use it too much. Yeah. But everything's pretty good. So
it's good. Exciting. Love.
Any sauna?
Oh, yes. We do that at Sassy a lot. I love it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we did a lot of heat training going to Roadnats, obviously, because most of the time it's pretty hot there.
Yeah.
And it was maybe not necessary for us because we race at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, but we were training with the under-23s and trying to get them ready, so we were in the sauna and hot tubs as well. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Sassy one goes up to 80 degrees, so you're feeling like a fried chicken.
So you do that post-work?
Yeah, go to the gym. Post-erg. And then, or the ergo.
Yeah.
And hop in the sauna and you, like, breathe in and it's, like, hot air.
Yeah.
Burning your throat.
Yeah.
Big Banana likes the hot sauna.
Really?
Yeah, like the 93-95 degree one. It's outrageous.
comes out cooked.
I'm not that quick-witted, but I was trying to think of like some... It's just like,
So if you had to choose your own meal, though, pre-ride, what would you do?
Or do you, night before or just the sort of morning of?
Are you a breakfast person before the ride?
Yeah, big breakfast.
Good boy. Yeah. I just don't understand people who don't do breakfast.
No, I don't know how they do it.
Can't do it.
What do you do for breakfast then?
Well, I sort of switched the last few months, but I've gone to Weet-Bix.
Oh. Okay, you're a Weet-Bix.
Speaking to me. I've got him onto the Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have... Well, how many Weet-Bix do you have?
This is seven.
Oh, shit. I got you there.
The wang has been circumcised.
On a normal morning, I'd have seven as well, but on a big training day, I'd have eight or nine in the morning. So
I have five, but I fill the bowl with sultana bran afterwards.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I sometimes put like something on top as well.
An added.
I need a bigger bowl. Bigger bowl.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the bloke I had dinner with who eats Weet-Bix dry, washes down with a cup of orange juice? I asked if he was a serial killer. Washes it down with orange juice as a separate
You do
cup.
That as a joke.
Well,
like, you do that as a challenge. Like, we do it sometimes when we do, like, work, day bonding. You got to dry a Weet-Bix or a Tim Tam with Vegemite. That's you don't want to try that. It's fucking disgusting.
Rico De Russ, he has Weet-Bix for breakfast, but he doesn't put milk on them.
That's right. He puts orange juice with
orange juice.
Yeah, but with it, this bloke actually ate them dry and washed it down.
So Russ puts orange juice on his Weet-Bix.
He's a fucking weirdo.
He's your mate.
I'm not going back to Rico Day after that.
So Weet-Bix for
breakfast. You've outdone the Wang with Weet-Bix.
Yeah. Anything else? He wouldn't have a 600 mil Farmers Union iced coffee day.
I love chocolate milk in the morning, but I don't normally have it too much when I'm sort of in a racing block. But for Road Nationals, I had like 8 Weet-Bix in the morning, and then I waited about half an hour, and then I had rice as well.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of rice with either
just plain
honey
rice or
condensed
honey.
Milk. Mm-hmm. But sometimes early in the morning, condensed milk is a little bit.
Someone mentioned condensed milk on Chop yesterday when we were going up Norns. I wonder what that meant.
Yeah, we were on a training camp in Bright at the end of this year with Sassy, and we got up to the top of Falls Creek, and we were all dead. Like, it was just a hot day, and we walked into the... Oh, it's like a little supermarket at the top there.
You just got some condensed milk.
Yeah, I was like looking at the lollies. I was like, I don't really feel like lollies. And I walked around to another aisle and I saw condensed milk in a squeezy bottle. And I
was like, hell yeah.
I got that and I convinced one of them to get it. And they didn't like it. They hated it. Yeah. So then I got two.
You got two.
I got two. So I had 300
mils. That shit is like liquid gold. Yeah.
That is gold.
Yeah. Had it like a gel, so delicious.
So good.
Very good.
No, so what about post? What about post-ride? Like, you've just smashed out a Bradbury race, like won it, easy, done, gone to Wollonga. Come home. Or you can go out. What's your go-to?
Yeah, this is the against the grain. I'm not recovering meal. Like, it's a cheat meal.
I reckon if I was going out, well, this isn't necessarily post-ride. This is just always, but it's got to be a chicken schnitzel when I go out.
Yeah, yeah, okay. With gravy on the side.
Yeah, pepper sauce.
Pepper sauce. My man.
But, yeah, post-ride, I don't know. I don't really... I'm not sure if I have a favourite sort of...
Apart from a couple of sausage rolls.
Yeah, that's to get home.
Are you a cafe stop sort of guy during your training rides?
Yeah, I do like it, but it sort of just gets to a point now that I just... keep on riding. I don't want to have a stop in the middle, or I try and not stop because races aren't like it. But yeah, if I'm doing an easy day, then yeah, I love a cafe stop. Normally Nano's is my favorite. Yeah.
They do a good what do they call it? Oh fuck. The doorstop.
Doorstop.
Yeah.
Good old doorstop. That's good.
Good. Do you have anything further in your little secret?
Any other goss? Might have been one of. Just trying to find my message here, this young lad.
Again. Oh yes, I do have a further question. We've been asked to question you about animal noises.
Animal noises, yes.
No. I also need an explanation on this.
What?
Well, I don't want to do it because I'm terrible at it.
Talk us through. What is this? Speak.
Well, again, it was on the Sassy training camp and. We're just doing long day. I think it was a Three Peaks ride that we did then. And yeah, we were just getting bored. I was riding with, I don't know what his secret name is, but I was riding.
He's not in the country at the moment.
Which one?
The one who gave us this goss. Oh. He's in New Zealand.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, so we're on this super long ride, and I think we're just getting bored, and we just
trying to pass some time.
Yeah, we're just coming up with different animals and trying to see who could make the best. Noise for it. And apparently I was pretty good at it, but I think I'm terrible at it.
What animal are we talking about?
Well, my animal that I was good at was a goat. But the other person who was really good was a seagull, I reckon it was. He was really good. Or a bird, yeah, some sort of bird.
Pigeon.
Yeah. You could turn out to be a goat.
You got to pass the time somehow. We always end up like 200 k's deep and start telling riddles, and then because it just fucks with your head, you just
go quiet. My daughter loves a would you rather, but it can turn pear shape. But.
I love a good I spy as well. Yes, I spy with someone is really good.
Good spotto. Do you play spotto?
Yeah. Except I'm colorblind, so I mix up the green cars and the yellows.
Well, there is snotto. So
another fun fact.
Yeah, colorblind.
So, yeah. All right. Amazing. Thank you.
I think we've got to know Spaghetti Slapper very well.
I don't know if anything exciting happened on the summit this week, Cashy.
No, I did have one other story.
Oh. What do you got?
About a week out from Nations Cup, I did hear that you made a certain phone call to a Australian head coach, Mr. Tim Decker, asking if he had any jobs for you, why the World Cup was on, if you'd want him to be Swanee and help the boys out. And apparently his response was, yeah, I've got a fucking job for you. You're riding the team to see. Is that true?
Yeah, so I reckon it was probably exactly a week before.
Oh, yeah, hey, Mr. Just wondering if you could do this.
Yeah. I fucking love this.
Yeah, so I asked him whether they needed any help. Well, I thought the easiest thing that I could do was be a Swanee and help some of the guys or any other job. But yeah. Yeah, he sort of came back and told me that there was a chance of me riding, and then 2 days later he told me that I was riding.
That's fucking cool.
That's a good story.
That's amazing.
You're fucking riding.
Serious stories behind you for someone who's almost 18. That's good.
We hope we get an invite to the 18th. When is it? End of the month.
Yeah, but I haven't got a party yet, so.
we have a fine establishment over.
There'll be cordial and condensed milk, and there'll be
no fizzy drinks.
I'm sure you could make some sort of limoncello gin.
Black Sambuca's not fizzy.
No, you can do it.
We've got to keep him off the alcohol.
So. Yeah. But for me and
Ashley, I don't drink alcohol.
No.
I drink bubbles, so sparkling water.
Only recently, snob.
I have. So. Very good. We've got
Wang Pellegrino.
No notable mentions this week. But
The Aussies did have a good night last night in Europe, I must say. Anyone that's not that we can watch it on GCN, because fuck you, Disney and Warner Brothers or whoever it is that acts GCN. But I saw that Caleb finally got a win. my mate Caleb. So
I thought it was going to be in the Strava Warriors chat. Yeah, about
he probably wouldn't
Caleb
have won actually, if Sam was there. But no. I don't know how many sprinters were there in Tour of Oman. But anyway, Caleb won. I think
Mads Pedersen, not Australian,
Mads
Pedersen has been killing it lately.
Three stages in a row he's won. Ben O'Connor, he had a win last night as well.
What are they called now?
AG2R
Decathlon.
Decathlon, yeah.
Decathlon bikes. They're riding some other shit bike. Yeah, Van Zedel or something like that.
Van Riesel, that's the one. There was a team with them at the Tour.
Was that?
Yeah,
it would have been Decathlon.
So overall,
no, and Neve Bradbury got second.
In
the UAE stage,
still
the chick stage
Canyon?
Last night.
Yeah.
So she got second to. Fuck, I can't remember.
One of the big dogs.
Yeah.
She's under 23, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's amazing,
flying at the moment.
Yeah, that's good work.
So yeah, Aussies had a good night last night. So
go team.
That's it.
Good work.
All right, so
Shall we jump?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times of the folks have been giving us a show. Now, it might be the fast guys, or it might be the Austrians, or it might be the slow ones.
You are dark, aren't you?
I'm not dark because he was fucking moving. Now, it may even be everyone in between, but like we said, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly and then see who has caught Alex's eyes on the leaderboard with a hand-picked time for some fun and analysis.
All right, so, Mr. Spaghetti Slapper.
Who is the fastest
man and woman this week?
So the fastest man is Mr. Baumgartner.
Mr. Baumgartner.
Oh, yeah.
From yesterday, Saturday's ride. He did 173 Ks. I know he did chop. He was flying there.
Flying and chop, I heard. Yeah.
And then he chop was fast.
Rode up the hill, and they're having a bit of a race up Norton yesterday.
You were part of that race.
Yeah. There was many swinging.
Until you remembered you had to race that night.
I did a little turn on the front, and then I thought, oh, I better not go too hard here.
So. Yeah, you got me across, so that was all right. And then you sat up, so.
Yeah, so he did Norton in 13 minutes and 24 seconds, which was his PB. I'm not sure whether
it's
his first time or not.
Yeah.
Considering that we dawdled to the first switchback, that's a pretty rapid time because we were just cruising. Yeah. And Connor attacked, obviously.
Yeah, because he averaged 410 watts for after the first switchback there.
Yeah.
But funnily enough, max speed, 35.7 k's an hour, and max power, 1,300 watts.
Where was he stomping it?
Probably towards the top.
Jesus.
No, he probably got that 1,300 during the segment.
In the segment, 1,298 watts. Yeah.
Maybe jumping across with an attack, probably.
Yeah, actually,
he's probably jumping on the Connor's.
Let me see if I can find it in here.
Jesus Christ, no wonder I was struggling.
Well, Connor did absolutely smash like a 700 mil can of V at the servo.
Connor did also punch it during chop, so he didn't do all the chop. Sort of fresh legs.
This is what Strava's telling me, so just take this.
Please hold, listeners. Yeah.
But there was a section, 550 watts for 35 seconds, 465 for 35 seconds.
Yeah, that would have been chasing Connor's wheel.
2 minutes 15 at 470.
Yeah.
Moving.
Big boy.
And he's a big boy.
Yeah.
I don't reckon that power was. I thought he would have been doing more because he'd be 80 plus kilos.
I reckon it's pretty spot on.
He
would have a CRM too.
Yeah, maybe his is actually correct.
I only did 350 yesterday.
When was the last time
it was
carablated?
So right.
But you are a stick, mate.
Yeah. What about fastest women?
What about women? Yeah, what do we got?
The fastest woman this week was Cactus.
She's back.
Hi, Cactus.
Also yesterday.
Was on Supers. That one.
She did a 101 kilometer ride and did Norton in 14 minutes and 14 seconds.
Which is just cruising for her.
It is for her. I have had a message from her coach to try and get a train together for her to take the comm. So, a train to take the comm, Sean.
Yeah. That's it. No. I had no idea. I was like, all data hidden, though. What's
it
going
on? It is all
there?
Data hidden. Yeah, nothing. She's put it all away, unfortunately.
She's a pro.
Yeah. All right.
Catch wire.
The men's. Now, I had to ask Wang and Alex to see if this name was
legit
because I haven't seen this name in a while. Used to be an absolute hitter back in the day. It still is. So first off the ranks, we've got To Be Sure with a 17 flat on a 97.95K Love the K's. Nah, he's not looking at me. It's fine. Average power 302 watts for the segment. So well done. Second off, friends of the podcast.
Fellow teamie.
Yeah. A Frankosaurus Rex with a 17 flat as well.
Yeah.
166.
Who's that?
Frankosaurus Rex.
Frankosaurus Rex, that's who it is.
Get with the times, mate.
Yeah.
Come on. Know your people.
166 Ks and with a little bit of change. 300 watts. Bang on. Well done, Frankosaurus Rex. Third off the ranks, we've got Bald Pine Cone. Okay. I'm hoping that's not a place on Northeast Road. That's fine. I don't get that one. That's a 1701.
But stop for a second. Picture that for a second.
I'm trying to.
Is it just like a nut?
I don't know. That's just,
it doesn't have the little bits on it.
Yeah, what is it? It's a seed. I don't know. With 72K rides, no power, no data, but he is a great bloke with quite a large facial hair. Fourth off, we've got Clint Eats Wood.
Ah, my termite, mate.
Termite, buddy.
With a 17. Oh,
it's a PB.
It's a PB. Good work.
You can't change your name because that's our favourite name.
Okay. It's good, isn't it? 62K ride, 156 beats per minute. I reckon he's got a bit more. Yeah.
I think so.
Last but not least, we have Hard Solo. With a close.
That's my stupid son's favourite drink.
I know.
I've never had one.
So I do know this guy personally, and it was just a first ever big ring effort up Norton, and came within 3 seconds of his
very
PB.
Targeted too. Yeah. 19 Ks. Nice. 260 watts. He'll definitely be able to get that PB. Easy done. Alex.
Amazing. All right, for the women, we are starting with a 19-minute bunch. We have Rainbow Kitten rolling out 1913, 211 watts. Second, she's been on the pod once before, Microwavably Unsafe with a 1922.
Saw her today, actually.
125K day, 244 watts. For third place, Fleabag has done a 20.03, which is a PB for her, down 40 seconds off of her time, 20.5 Ks, so it's definitely targeted. Fourth place, Aggressively Undercooked, 2010, a few minutes off of her PB, but that was part of an 85K day, 177 beats per minute though, so working.
Yeah, shit. Was that yesterday?
That was the 7th of February, in the week.
Yep.
And lastly, Exotic Botanic, 2041 as part of a 32K day, only cruising 154 beats a minute. I did pick a hand pick this week. I went right to the bottom of the Strava weekly boards and picked out this man. Yes.
Has he got to the top yet? Jesus. Okay. So no PB, so it must have been possibly his first attempt.
Quite possibly.
On a 29.5 kilometre ride with a time of 55 minutes.
55 minutes.
If you're listening, the Godfather, at an average speed of 6 kilometres an hour, just message the podcast and let us know how many punches you got on the way up.
I went through and looked at the segments, and there was a lot that were like 3 kilometres an hour. There was a couple at 10. So maybe he's bird watching.
Was he carrying his Garmin and walking?
He might have been pushing a car. I'm not quite sure. Like,
anyway, he got to the top and he's done 30K. So that's the main thing.
Yep.
So,
yeah, what happened?
Keep chipping away, Godfather.
Good work.
He's chipping away. I hope you don't come and kill us.
I know, right?
What's happening in the weeks ahead, Kashi?
We've got a fair bit on this week.
There is a little bit happening.
We've got the infamous Tour of the Fluria.
Formerly known as Tour of Gore.
Yeah, TT bikes, yeah. Not allowed.
Shut up. Saturday the 24th. The 24th and 25th of February. That's fine.
No crossing of white lines is allowed either.
Crossing of white lines, yes, it's true. I believe the Black Home team have quite a good little side for the dads there.
Do they?
Yeah, they're pretty keen to get amongst it. They've been practicing their TTs and everything.
Guest picks have been out there as well. Old Daryl Picks, and he's been practicing.
Darrell Picks, yeah.
Team time trialing as well.
Lovely.
Yep.
All right, well, best of luck to everyone doing the Tour of Fluria. Second, we've got on the 18th of Feb, we've got the AMCC Black Chrome Crit Round 3 at Vic
Last
Park.
Last round, yep. Mm. Trainer Chode is currently leading that.
Really?
Really?
Why don't you look so surprised? and just while we're on the Trainer Chode, he's a new committee member on the Masters, Adelaide Masters Cycling Club now.
So any queries and questions and comments, slide into his DMs.
Or any suggestions that
send
we've got.
To Senior Chode at 69 at hotmail.com.
Yeah. Trainer Chode.
So, you're thinking about Total Segue, like the really shitty like Hotmail names like you had when you were a kid. Did you have one, Will?
I mean, we didn't have any.
Oh no, he still is a kid.
There was
didn't
no
have
email.
A Hotmail address.
No.
Oh.
We didn't have email when I was a kid. Oh.
Yeah. Your favorite, what was your favourite bird?
We had MySpace.
Just send your focus.
Smoke signals coming out of Wayne's
we had
house.
We had MySpace.
Yes, MySpace.
Give it top eight. Yeah. Anyway, third of the rings, got Adelaide Mountain Bike Club on the 18th of Feb with the XCC at Shepps Hill. That is a good cross-country race.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the 13th and 14th of February at the Superdrome for the Sprint and Para and Advanced Training, junior training, sorry. On Monday, the 12th of Feb, we've got Norwood are putting on some junior crit sessions.
Yeah, just on that. There. Haven't we got a little mate that's been doing them that's going to come out?
Yeah, so for the listeners, our little mate Liam, who did the charity ride.
Breakthrough ride last year, yeah.
And Alex gave him a caffeine gel and he still hasn't slept. he has been...
it was so good.
That was his first 100K ride and he's still going. he has been doing these junior crit skill sessions with the coaches out there, and he's actually making his race debut this Tuesday.
I'm excited. So, can't wait to see this.
Yep. So back to you, Cashy.
I love that.
Back
That's very
you.
Good. Thank you. I was just waiting. I thought you were going to keep going, but no, I like it. Tuesday, we've got, again, 13th of Feb, is the crits again.
I also believe... that they, rather than the junior and women's crits this Thursday.
I was hoping you would, yeah.
Even though it's not an entry boss, I don't know if they just haven't updated it as yet, but they are going to be running the juniors before the open men on Tuesday, I believe. This is what I've been told by a reliable source. So the juniors will start at 5:15 and get their racing out of the way before 6.
Very good. Very good. So any parents with kids, get there early.
Yep.
Good times.
Hopefully entry boss will be updated.
Lovely. Entryboss.cc.
As
pretty easy
today,
website.
There was nothing else.
Very easy
to navigate, yes.
Yes.
I like it.
We've got one last event, which will be on Monday the 12th, 14th and 16th, actually.
It's all week down there.
So South Coast, they do a shitload of stuff, a lot of great stuff at the Edwardstown Velodrome. It's not a bad little velo.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So they've got junior training and some overall training and racing on those nights. So if you want any further information, just entryboss.cc. Very user-friendly.
Track nationals coming up at the start of March. You'll be there.
I will be there.
Yep.
Very good.
All right. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, all creatures in between. Look, if you've enjoyed yourself, I have definitely enjoyed myself today. Why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon. And don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
All right, we're all over the socials where we'll give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out. Have you just seen... I just saw that as well. The new episodes are out along with another podcast.
Can Mr. Slapper, can you say that at the end? Yeah, thank you.
And if you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
So we would love your feedback and get to know your thoughts. So hit us up and let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page, or shoot something through to our email at radelaidesummit@gmail.com. And with that...
A little fun fact here. Did you know in a past life, the Wang had a job selling bras, and
really?
Unfortunately, he couldn't support himself.
You are an idiot.
We'll see you out on the summit this week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.